Alola.
We're here. There's a pause. I'm sorry. Every time.
There's the pause is built in. Built into the theme song.
I should listen to this. Actually, I shouldn't because...
It's good. When you listen to yourself, I feel like you notice things you do. You
exactly.
can make improvements.
Exactly.
Or this is isn't that what musicians do? They like listen back to themselves.
I mean, a lot of people do that. Musicians do that. Actors do that. Generally, you should always listen back or repeat things that you say. Like I write in something that you do.
Never read what I write. I just hit send.
Yeah, I know you do.
And then I go, everything is spelled wrong.
Yep. You'll post something and I'll be like, why didn't you let me look at this? No, but generally when you write something, it's good to read it out loud because if you write it in your head and you're like, oh, okay, that sounds good. But then if you read it out loud and it sounds really clunky, then you can make edits that way. I personally don't like hearing anything I say.
I don't think most
I don't like
people
my voice.
Do like their voice.
I hate it. I don't even like it when I'm talking. Like,
I like your
when
voice.
Well, that's good. One of us does.
I was worried though when I first met you. I wouldn't like your voice.
Why?
I don't know. That was just a fear.
But why?
I don't know why.
Were you just like, oh, she looks like I wouldn't like her voice?
No, I just think like when you're talking with somebody and you have a lot in common and you talk for like 3 days, you still don't know what they like sound like.
We didn't talk for 3 days. We talked for like 12 hours.
No, it wasn't. It was like 20. It was like 48 hours.
Yeah.
I think we got coffee on Friday and we met on like a Wednesday.
We talked at night. I messaged you at like 2 o'clock in the morning because I was avoiding a paper. Anyway, I don't like how my voice sounds.
I like it.
Well, nice.
This is the 34th episode of the Sun and Moon anime.
It is.
We are almost through.
Part one of...
Three parts?
Jeez Louise. Wait, question.
I'm your host, Steve. SBJ. Look at that look on your face.
You can't, no one can see this look.
I know.
I could be
Irene.
Glaring at you. I could be.
It's consistent
smirking
glare.
At you. I don't even, can I even smirk?
Like the emoji?
Like the facial expression.
Yeah, well. Potato, potato.
Oh, okay. How else can you say that?
What, smirk? No,
I was making a joke about potatoes.
Smork and smirk. Smork or smirking? I'm smirking left and I'm smirking right. Irene is here.
I'm smorking here.
This episode title is called A Crowning Moment of Truth.
Da, da, da.
Would you like to read the blurb?
I can. Our heroes attend the Wella Fire Festival, where fire-type Pokemon line up to receive the Wella Crown, said to convey the power of Wella Volcano itself. Just as Ash's Litten steps up, a feisty Alolan Marowak steals the crown from Kahuna Olivia and runs off. Kiawe pursues it, but Turtonator is no match for Alolan Marowak's speed. Ash offers to help Kiawe train against this quicker foe, and they come up with a strategy. Use Shell Smash, a risky move that drops Turtonator's defense but makes it stronger and faster. In the rematch, Kiawe wins and Marowak returns to the crown and then decides to join Kiawe's team. That's the blurb. Ba-ba-da-da, blurb.
Blurb it up.
I already blurbed it up.
How did you feel about this episode?
I liked it. It was one of those episodes where it was like I kind of tuned out for half of it, but I was still retaining the information. Like, it wasn't boring, but I was just like, well, actually, I spent a good 5 minutes, which is like a decent percent of the episode because they're only 22 minutes long, looking up the Pokemon that Kiawe had in the actual game.
Okay.
And I was like, wait, does he have this? And you were like, yes, of course, because I was thinking about the trial, but then I was separating Kiawe from the actual trial, even though it's his trial. I think the anime is very confusing to me in this aspect because Olivia's all over the place.
What?
Well, no, it's just that, like, she, like, we're seeing her more often than we did in the game.
Oh, sure.
Because in the game, it was like, hello, welcome to the island, see you later. And then you see her before you leave, basically, for the most part.
Yes.
In this, it's like, hi, I'm going to come to this island and follow you back to my island, and then I'm going to follow you around for 6 episodes, which is great because I like her, but it's making me forget information from this game that I played 2 years ago.
It's also, like, as adults, we realize, and I don't know at what point were they like, hey, these are the events that happened before the game because they're all still in school.
Yeah.
So when he was like, when Kiawe was the one that was like, oh, I'll get the crown back, I was like, oh, he's going to catch it because he has an Alolan Marowak.
In the game, yeah. I just, like I said, I was getting confused because I was like, wait, who actually runs this trial? So.
Well, it wasn't. Well, it wasn't a trial for him because he didn't get a Z crystal. And I guess
he already had one, though.
He got that one from Olivia.
Yeah.
He's so beaten Olivia.
He's the one that has the Z crystal for the thing that they were doing. So he doesn't need it. He used it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess, like, if they're, well, like, Olivia is in charge of the trials.
Yeah, because no one else is. He's just, like, the lifeguard.
So I guess, like, as a trial leader, you can pick captains, but you don't need, like, she
decided. You mean
decided,
the island kahuna?
Yeah, as the kahuna, you can pick captains, but you don't, doesn't necessarily mean that there's, like, 3 captains per kahuna. Because,
I mean, there aren't that many captains per island. Well, this island is the one that has the most trials on it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Or you could be...
Sophocles is the only one that's on the next one, right?
No, Ace Roll is. Ace.
Where is she at? I was thinking about that, too.
She's on the next island.
Ah, I can't wait. Ah, her creepy self. I love her. Ah, and what's his name?
Oh.
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I'll get it. I'll remember.
Nanu? That's his name. Is that who you're thinking of?
Why would you do that to me? I just said I would get it. And you know he I would have gotten it.
He has a million meowths.
I would have gotten it by the end of the episode. But, you know. Anyway, I liked the episode for the most part.
Yeah, it was good. I think that, like, I liked how Kiawe catched Marowak. I liked how he lost and then Ash helped. Let me back up. I feel like the last 10 episodes have not been about Ash.
I know, it's nice.
And, like, I feel like Pikachu doesn't get enough screen time, but
Pikachu is so cute. Like,
it is.
I like that Ash is the main character for Pokemon, but, like, you can't just have the main character because then you don't care about anybody else. And then it's like, oh, why are these people doing things? But it's like, we know that Ash will always be important because, like, he's the main character. But it's like, I like times like this because it's just like, he can step back and we can learn more about these other characters because obviously they're supposed to be important. And so in the future, when stuff happens, we actually care.
Yeah.
But.
And yeah, it's just nice that out of everyone who wanted to get back of the crown, it wasn't like, I'll do it. I'm Ash. I'll do everything.
Yeah.
I really, really, really liked the hiker.
I was dying.
It made me like the trial in Sun and Moon and Ultra Sun and Moon so much better that they...
It was great.
Yeah. It was like just funny and nice and a good tie-in and also like... Not something they were like, we don't know what to do for this trial, so make it up like it. There's cohesion between the two, and I like that.
Yes, I thought like I was also thinking about how in the previous episode with that old man that kept lying about how long he was protecting the lake or whatever, and that seemed very forced, but this was just like, like it was obviously done for comedic effect, but it was like nicely done. I thought it was really cute when they were like, where is this? And then a bazillion hikers kept popping up. And at first I was like, oh, that's funny. There are twins. But then there were like,
yeah, there was another one.
That was cute.
There is a whole lot of Pokemon in this episode.
There really were.
There was Pikachu, Rotom, Litten, Popplio, Turtonator, Marowak, Vulpix, Togedemaru, Steeny, Blissey, Magmar, Tepig, Cyndaquil, Numel, or maybe it's Numel, Houndour, Fennekin, Torchic, Darmanitan, Lampent, Magcargo, Litwick.
Litwick's so cute. I love Litwick.
Ponyta, Darmaka. Growlithe. Growlithe was really cute, too, when it got crowned.
So many fire I really want to...
Pansear, Litleo, Torkoal, Combusken, Braxen, Quilava, Pignite, Charmander, Slugma, Houndoom, Chimchar, Rapidash, Flareon. I sound like the Pokérap right now.
I thought, no, you keep emphasizing, like, I'm trying to figure out what rhythm you're using
for this. Fletchinger, and Heatmore all in this episode.
There are so many... Fire Pokemon. I'm trying real hard not to make a BTS reference.
Pignite also looked very cute.
There was, I kept thinking about the Litten. That was cute. And then, when Marowak first showed up, I thought that was cute. And it was surprising. Like, I wasn't expecting it, which is nice to not be, oh, this is predictable. But I just liked how it was like, okay, all of them are getting crowned, and this is why. And I also liked that Kiawe, we got more backstory with him, too, with his, like, family and his grandfather that I think is only in the anime and not
in
the games. But, I don't know. I like depth.
Yeah.
No one-note characters for me.
Pokemon feels, now that I've watched, like, a full real anime... I guess you would call Brotherhood a real anime, right?
It is, as opposed to a fake anime.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, a lot of people will argue that Pokemon is not like when somebody goes, "I watch anime," they don't go like, "Oh, I watch Pokemon."
Pokemon is an anime.
Yeah, I mean it is, but now that I've watched
animation,
full anime from start to finish, Pokemon definitely feels like a very much like a my first anime. Like, it has character depth, but it's super slow.
Yes.
And it's like, if you miss an episode, it's not the end of the world. Whereas, like, if I felt like I missed an episode of Brotherhood, I was like, I'm out.
See,
what happened?
See, that's why you have to go on anime filler list, because, and look at those filler lists, because, like, please see Naruto, because, like, there are some seasons of, I mean, I never watched them, but they have, like, seasons that are just entirely filler. So.
But that was like a writing issue, right?
No, that was, I think...
Like they didn't know what to write?
No.
Because they were going too fast?
Yeah. So it was kind of like they were releasing manga volumes slower than the anime was running, and they didn't want breaks, I believe. So it was just like, okay, well, here's this until we can animate more stuff.
I guess that... Pokemon has to do that too, right? Because they're not taking any days off. They're just pumping out. Like, they have a set schedule to hit. Like, they have 42 episodes. They got to make something.
Yeah.
They got to make something work.
Yeah. I feel like it's also probably so there's not, like, information overload. Because I feel like just the nature of Pokemon itself, it's kind of like you don't want a lot of information about this thing at once because it's kind of. Like, okay, like, this is nice and this is nice, and it's kind of slow paced. But then, like, when you get those big hit episodes, it's like, okay, I feel the weight of this more. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, most Pokemon episodes definitely don't have a lot of weight.
Yes. But, like, I don't know. Like, Pokemon isn't emotionally taxing for the most part. Or, like, intellectually taxing. Like, I mean, it's fun, but, like, I'm not sitting here, like, thinking about, like, Steins Gate or something. You've never seen that, but it's an episode.
Hey,
it's
that
Butterfree
episode is definitely emotionally
taxing.
I mean,
I'm not saying it wasn't. It definitely was, but You don't have, you're not like waking up in the middle of the night and being like, why is Pikachu's yellow? Like, why?
why? Well, when you wake up in the middle of the night, you can rest easy that the three hikers
that literally made no sense.
They're Magmar. And their habit of photobombing the picture that Rotom was trying to take was a reference to Hiker David, who has a similar habit, also uses a Magmar, and is battled during the trial at the Wella Volcano Park in the setting in Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Nice. I was shocked. Oh, something I was also thinking about right at the beginning was that the steps where Olivia was standing when they were having everybody come up with the crown, I don't know if it was just how it was drawn, but it didn't actually look very tall. And I feel like when we're in the game, you're just walking and walking and walking. And for this, it was like, oh, that's two flights of stairs. Nice.
Yeah. I don't think she was specifically on the trial ground. I think that is the top of the volcano.
The trial ground is.
I think this was just the base.
Interesting.
This was the first episode to air in Japan after I Choose You. Not that that's probably relevant. It's just a trivia fact.
Nice.
Lined up. There are some errors in this episode. In one scene, the purple potion of Mallow's Steenie's body is all covered in white. During Kaori's flashback, a lampet had a flame floating above it, similar to Litwick's flame. When the Alolan Marowak runs away with the crown of Wella, a Numel, Quilava, and a Fletchinder are shown to be much smaller than they should be, especially the Numel. When Lana turns towards Lily at the end of Kaori's battle, her headband changes shape. And during the Pokey problem, Kaori was in front of his Turtonator when they were towards the stone oven in the house, but after the Alolan Marowak appeared and attacked Turtonator, Kaori came running from behind to catch the food that was thrown up into the air. How dare these animators get all these issues wrong? Also, you noticed an error. You said that in the video games, Kaori's Pokemon come out of Ultra Balls.
Yes.
And he caught his Marowak in a Pokeball.
I was like, that is incorrect. And you were like, just like, give him a second, because what did you say? You were like, we just saw Ultra Balls in this anime recently.
Yeah,
like,
Gladion.
Chill.
Was the first trainer to ever use an Ultra Ball, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I'm random.
Maybe it's hinting that you can change the Pokeball your Pokemon is caught in.
I'm sure that makes no sense.
I'm sure there's somebody being like, well, this points to this, and this just this in this anime.
Yeah, there's always people that like to make theories.
I
like theories.
I would be opposed for them to do that one day, change the Pokeball your Pokemon is caught in.
That seems weird. I feel like you would have to catch it and then be like, okay, this is my Pokemon.
You can do it in Go Park, because if you catch like a Meltan in an Ultra Ball, you have to re-catch it again. And you can change its ball.
Oh, interesting.
See? Anime episode confirms that that's down the line.
Wow, confirmed.
Clearly.
Marowak was really, really cute this episode. Like, I liked how much character it had, especially when it was interacting with Turtonator.
Yeah.
But that's something just generally about this anime that I've been noticing a lot, is that they're all very distinct, like the important ones for the most part. When they won, Turtonator, I don't know what move it was.
Shell Smash, and then
Marowak got wrecked, and then I was like, my notes are just like, oh, you're not Incineroar, but go off.
Oh, yeah, it used Shell Smash, and then it used its Z move, Inferno, yeah. Overdrive.
Yeah, there was also a moment where Yowie was like, can you still battle? And Turtonator sounded like it said, fear not, or something, and I was like, what? So I wrote it down. So if you watch it, see if you agree with me.
Okay.
About Turtonator sounding like it said, fear not.
Well, next episode is Curry, Favor, and Flavor.
Do you like curry?
No.
Interesting.
I do not.
I'm saying interesting like I don't already know that.
I can eat it. I just don't really prefer it. It's kind of like the same with taco seasoning. I like it in the moment, and then I just hate the aftertaste. And I feel like it lingers way too long. Like Oreos. I like Oreos, but they linger way too long unless you like brush your teeth.
I'm waiting for you to say another food that lingers too long.
Definitely Buffalo Wild Wings, I feel like, lingers too long.
Okay. What doesn't?
What doesn't?
Yeah.
I would like a McChicken.
What are you talking about?
Like, you eat it, you drink something, and it doesn't feel like your mouth tastes like McChicken for the next 3 hours?
Okay, or you could just drink something. I don't know.
No, I'm saying that's the argument, is when you drink something, it still feels like it's there.
Maybe there's something wrong with your...
I don't think so.
...self.
All right, well, that was our episode. Linger or not to linger. We will be back next week. Thank you for listening, because Alola is both hello and goodbye.
Alola.